The entitled show on Amped Radio may feature explicit content that may not be suitable for younger listeners. That means, if you're under 18, get your parents' permission. Do it, or I'll haunt your dreams.
The entitled show.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music.
I'm Bob. You gotta be careful what you say around here, cause you might get fired for something.
I'm Donnie.
Don't let me smack you around, my boy.
She's learned her lesson. The scrawny little Asian girl in New York City. I almost cried it.
My head itches.
And the Rockets Rick.
He just fell on the floor again. He fell backwards in his seat.
Phenomena.
Oh, good lord.
Help us.
What's up?
Help us. Our lives are in danger. We've been threatened. That's why we've been away for so long. Don't hurt us. We're just two boys trying to make fun of a little station. What is up, everybody?
We're back.
After 2-3 months of us being gone.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I'm pissed off about something.
No comment.
Certain people out there don't like what we're saying about them. We're not going to say who they are. We're just going to let you use your imagination. Donnie's definitely not going to say something because he's afraid that he'll get more phone calls.
You know.
From the devil himself.
You're going to hell with me, blue boy. What you say about me, little boy?
Y'all hear me making no comment.
Just drinking my soda. That station's awful. Oh, man. How does it feel to have everyone in the city hate you?
Well...
I don't know what that feels like. Maybe we should call him and ask.
I don't know.
I know, I'm just not saying.
Oh, I don't know. I really don't know.
I know the number. Yeah. They say it enough. Everyone should know it. What have you been up to, Donnie?
Nothing.
Any errands being ran?
No, I'm single.
Why? What happened?
No comment.
Ah, right, come on.
We're not even getting into it.
I want to get in. People want to know.
Just a bunch of shit.
Everyone heard your phone conversations. The people want to know.
Well,
all three of them, which is more than listeners than what some people have. I'm never getting a job there.
Nah, you're never even getting if a I job wanted anywhere, one. Probably.
No, not in Bainbridge at least. No.
Yeah. We're working on it.
I'm on a rampage today, man. I've been in a bad mood for a solid week now.
Why'd you get a hold of another bad burger?
Nah, bad girl.
In that life?
Yeah. Not really.
Not the life.
It reminded me why I stay single.
This was reminding me why I should have stayed single.
Because things like this can happen. You get a 16-year-old pregnant, like Miss Jamie Lynn Spears. She's 16. Down boy. Why don't I even have you? You're not going to comment on anything.
I don't know what to say about that. You know, it's just like her sister's like, screwed up. And then she's on Nickelodeon and gets banged by SpongeBob or something. Man, come on.
Give it to me, Brittany.
Oh, man. Well.
You must have ran out of paper.
What?
You must have ran out of paper.
No, there's a certain someone around here that likes to recycle.
Oh, okay.
We'll leave it at that. And it's not me, by the way. But supposedly, because she's expecting, she's getting her GED now.
At 16?
She was previously enrolled in the Mississippi's Park Lane Academy, but left after Thanksgiving, citing commitments in Los Angeles.
Who knocked her up?
I don't know, but the guy could be facing jail time for statutory.
What if he was her age? What if he was one of them dudes on that show?
It would be fine, but he was a few years older than her.
Oh, really? Oh, they don't know who it is, huh?
They know who it is.
Why don't they put out a name here? Come on.
They did. I just don't have it.
Oh, crap.
And I don't want to sound like an idiot by guessing, like some people would. Oof. An employee at the school said Jamie Lynn would have probably been kicked out for being with child. She made the pregnancy announcement last month. The source tells people that Jamie Lynn purchased a popular pregnancy book, What to Expect When You're Expecting. That sounds like a title somebody else would come up around here. 2 weeks before making the news public. Donnie's just going to put his headphones off and go home. I'm making him uncomfortable. But the announcement of her being pregnant didn't hurt Nickelodeon. It more than doubled normal viewers tuning in to watch the season finale of her show, Zoe 101. That's the only one I watch. Honestly, I'm one of the ones that doubled because that's the only one I've ever watched.
Never watched any of them.
And something else I watched over Christmas break was that Hannah Montana for the first time. And I have to say, for a Disney show, it was good. For a Disney show.
Okay.
And it gains ratings like major networks would get.
What's to do with all these singing little pop girls now here lately?
And everyone's in an uproar because they found out that she pulls a switcheroo. She has body doubles at her concerts. She lip-syncs. She was very open about lip-syncing when the tour started. She's 14.
Well, yeah.
I mean, come on. Do you really expect her to sing like that every night? Well, in between the change between Hannah Montana and herself, Miley Cyrus, there's a body double that comes out so that when the little smoke goes up, when the body double turns around, Miley comes running through the smoke, and it's like, oh, she made a change that quick. And I think like the second or third time they did it, the fans were like, wait, that is a body double. I guess because she had a pimple or something.
Uh-huh.
The series was reported under threat of At least I read better than some people. The series was reportedly under threat after news broke last month that Spears was expecting. But 7.3 million people watched the final episode of Zoe 101's third season last Friday, over twice as many viewers as usual. The fourth season, which has already been recorded, will premiere in February.
They're still going to show it?
Yep. And season four, they've already announced, is going to be the last season. That's just the way they filmed it. They filmed it before the whole pregnancy announcement. The way that season four ends just... Uh-oh.
We'll take a break.
Okay, we'll be right back to finish in a minute. Just killing me here.
Trigger me the press people button. Nobody chat come face me with some. Like how me have 22 in a me something. Then I feel so forget the next dozen fool. Press trigger me the press people button. Nobody chat come face me with some. Like how me have 22 in a me something. Then I feel so forget the next dozen fool. Anytime you ready put now we see start war. See who love is spread it out from the sky.
Style is the bomb, the bomb, the dang, the dang, diggy diggy.
The Untitled Show, no hits, no variety. You're listening to us on Dead, which we will be soon.
Notice Donnie made no comment.
It's a great visual, though. Eyes dart back and forth, looking out the window, make sure no one's there. We're not live this week. I don't know if we'll ever be live again because of that.
Yeah.
I was informed our show must go through what we like to call in the business standards and practices before it goes on the air. Wow. We're being censored by the man and we're on internet. Darn it. Notice I said darn it.
Yep, darn it. Oh, I cussed earlier, didn't
That's, I? Did you see my eyes bulge out of my head?
When I did?
Yeah.
No, I went back in.
Oh, man.
The bong, the bong, whatever he said.
Dingy, dingy.
Yeah, dingy, dingy.
Welcome back to the Entitled Show. Bob Donnie here with you. Episode 35. Thank you very much.
We're getting near our golden age.
We're getting there. We're about to hit that midlife crisis. About to start having hot flashes.
We ain't already had some crises before.
Well, we've had a few, and I imagine we're about to have another one after I finish this story. Britney Spears.
Go from one Spears to the other Spears.
Hey, it's a family reunion. Yeah. Britney Spears was released from some hospital Saturday. Cedars-Sinai, there we go. The hospital made the decision to let her go despite a so-called 51-50 hold, which means they could keep her up against her will for 72 hours. The report says if doctors determine during the time she is no longer a danger, they must let her go. Reports say that Spears threw a temper tantrum, screaming and refusing to sit down or lie down while demanding to be released. She reportedly yanked down an IV and was described by nurses as being quote-unquote, doing the fingers, difficult. Ew.
Wow. Ma'am, lay down. Ma'am. 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 Oops, I did it again. Ma'am. Ma'am.
Her visitation rights have been suspended up until January 14th. Which
oh, God, that was so hot. How you pulled that IV out your arm.
Which will pass by time this show goes on the internet. Also, there's a sex tape out with her.
Oh, God.
During her bald head days. Her and I think it was another woman and a guy. It's about 30 minutes long. You can find it on the internet. I haven't been able to find it, but I'm sure some people have.
We'll look when we get done.
Wink, wink. Not at you, Donnie. No. You. But Donald Trump has come out against Britney Spears' parents, blaming them for their daughter's current troubles, and Trump insists that Britney's parents, James and Lynn, must be held at least partially responsible for not just Spears' alleged mental breakdown, but for her 16-year-old sister Jamie Lynn's pregnancy as well. Trump tells the show Extra, I don't know what's going on with that family. The family seems to be a mess. It's a shame. You should always have to blame the parents, at least to agree, but immediately they're almost old enough to make a decision. Meaning Britney and Jamie Lynn.
Almost?
Almost. Britney should be able to make a decision. Jamie Lynn, she's 16. She should be locked up somewhere.
With a street jacket.
Shackles and concrete boots. Throw her in her pond. Where she's neck high.
Yeah.
Be like, if you give us any lip, we're going to let the dam go.
But mommy, I'm with child.
We don't hold back here. We just
mommy, you were.
Do you have you ever seen High School Musical?
What do you think?
Yeah.
No. Do I look like I like musicals?
You look like a perfect candidate for the musical Grease.
Oh, okay, appreciate it. As long as I ain't got to sing.
Summer night.
Oh, God.
Well, at least we're not singing stupid birthday songs.
Oh, We would only have to sing like one every
month.
Not even month. How many listeners do we have?
Shut up. We obviously have one.
Well, or a couple.
We know you live here, boy. But have you ever seen the pictures of Vanessa Hudgens from High School Musical?
The dark skin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
She says...
How old is she?
She's 18.
Oh, okay.
She turned legal. 18. The day she turned 18, the photo was released.
Okay. Legal.
Legal. Yeah.
Oof.
Vanessa Hudgens says she's better now following the nude picture scandal she faced in September. She speaks out about the incident in the February issue of 17. While Hudgens has come to terms with the fact that many internet users have seen her naked, woohoo, she wants to move on. Wow, whoever writes this is an idiot. Must be from Georgia. She adds, quote, I hope all my fans can learn from my mistake and make smart decisions. Vanessa admits that, Jesus Christ, wish these guys learn how to spell. Vanessa admits this has, oh, there we go, taught her, however they spell taught, this is weird, heard that her privacy has not existed in the internet. She says, quote, everyone knows everything, they can find anything about you. Whew. She has previously stated she's on board for the third installment of High School Musical, which is slated to be a box office release. There was rumors that she was fired from Disney, and then when ratings for High School Musical 2 went through the roof after the picture came out, she says, okay, you can come back.
Well, you know.
Same thing with Jamie Lynn. She came out to be pregnant. Ratings through the roof. Maybe certain some people around here should take, you know, take notes. Gotta be edgy. Gotta be, you know, outside the box. Not huddled in the box with your teddy and blankie and your. Never mind.
Yeah.
Woo. Ugh.
I couldn't burp.
How have you been? Ew. Close that thing.
That was a lot closer than I thought it was.
Oh, no, I don't know where that thing's been. Close it. How have you been taking the writer's strike?
The what?
The writer's strike.
Have I been taking it?
How have you been taking it?
What the hell's a writer's strike?
You know, you haven't noticed how there's no new episodes of anything on TV? It's all reruns?
Good point.
That's because there's a writer's strike going on. It's been going on for months now.
Oh, really? Okay.
I could tell you need this show so you have a clue what's going on out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's like, this is my world installment here.
Well, the first thing that went away were all the talk shows, because they have most of the writers. And, let's see, David Letterman owns his show, so he was able to come up with a deal with the writers union to get his writers back so he could go back on the air. Jay Leno, Jimmy Kimmel, and Conan O'Brien, they have to do the show on their own, no writers. And supposedly the Writers Guild of America is upset at Jay Leno because he himself is in the union, which means he's not supposed to be writing anything.
He's got a show today.
Well, let me read this. Jay Leno's new Tonight Show jokes aren't funny to the striking Writers Guild of America members. The union says Leno violated union strike rules by preparing the monologue he delivered last Wednesday when his NBC show returned from a two-month hiatus caused by the strike. The guild insists its members are prohibited from preparing scripted material for struck productions, including their own shows. Leno, who is a union member, NBC disagrees with the guild, saying the Writers Guild agreement permits Leno to write his own monologues. Leno spoke to the union president last Thursday about his monologue. While the union spokesman described the conversation as very amicable,
that word.
There was no, I know, I get tongue-tied. There was no indication whether Leno agreed to stop writing his own jokes, which apparently he's still writing his own.
Well,
and what are you doing?
Getting my phone.
Why? So you could play stupid noises that no one cares about?
No, I dropped my phone then, sure. So, I lost everything.
I'm just going to leave that alone. Anyway, you won't hear that anywhere else.
Nope.
Especially around here. Nope. Plop, plop, plop.
Fizz, fizz.
Wow.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Let's see. There was a very good story in here I'm trying to find here. Can't find it. Oh, here we go. I was looking at it the whole time. Duh. A family home was saved from burning down when a pair of giant panties were used to put out the fire.
Giant panties.
Their words, not mine. I would have said... I would have said a giant parachute.
Underwear.
Was that in Bainbridge? No. Oh, sorry. Lord, I apologize. Be sorry, penis down there, New Guinea. Anyway, get her done. Jenny Marcy's size 18 to 20 cotton panties.
18 what?
To 20 size. Were grabbed to cover a frying pan fire at her home in the United Kingdom. That makes sense. Her son and nephew were trying to find some bread. Fry some bread. Fry bread?
What? You're going to fry bread?
I thought it said find, and then I looked back, fry what? Jeez. I knew these guys were bad at spelling, but damn.
Hey, bro, let's fry some bread.
When the blaze broke out, they grabbed the knickers from a pile of washing, doused them in water, and threw them over the fire. Marcy said, my parachute knickers have come in handy for something. We've gotten a good laugh, and they were a bit like a fire blanket. Her son John and his cousin Darren were cooking when they went to answer a knock at the door, only to return to a blazing kitchen. Comments?
Frying bread. Frying bread and giant panties. It's just...
Gee, I wonder why they need the giant panties. Too much fried bread.
All right.
I keep telling you guys, that food's going to kill you, and it almost did.
Knickers.
Maybe we should send some fried bread somewhere. I can't just keep skating over this. We're on the internet. Okay. Public figures can be made fun of. Guess what? If you're on the radio, you're a public figure. Get over yourselves. I'm sure all 20 of our listeners could give a crap less of who you are. Comment, Donnie?
None.
Do you have the phone number saved in your phone?
Remember I dropped it in the...
I was about to say we should call it. We'll call it from the station phone. So they know where it comes from. So we can blame it on someone else. Oh, I wasn't up there. I wasn't working then. I was off looking at Vanessa Hudgens on the internet.
And giant panties. Eating fried bread.
I was frying bread. What?
Watching the thing on the internet where Jamie Lynn Spears got pregnant.
No, the Britney Spears sex tape.
Either one.
While listening to bad radio in the background. Yeah. On FM.
I was like, we are right now.
We're not on right now. We will be. Like Thursdays. Ugh.
Fried bread got caught in my...
I don't like y'all making fun of me.
Too bad. What?
We have a grenade thrown in here with us.
Hey, I play Call of Duty 4. Bring it on, bitch. I'm a 2-star general. What the mother? Whoops.
Beep. Beep.
A Polish. Wow. Let's move on. A Polish man survived a fall from a 4th-story balcony. Balcony without a scratch after he hit a clothesline and bounced into the bushes. You should have fallen into those giant panties.
Yeah.
It's a trampoline. Wouldn't it be weird if he falls for the 4th story, hits the clothesline where the giant panties are in it, throws him back up in the air above the 4th floor, and falls to his death?
That'd be funny.
If it wasn't for the giant panties, he would have lived.
Damn it. Hang on, if you land on a clothesline,
yeah,
didn't that, you know,
it must have been like some wussy ass string.
Yeah, I mean, for real.
But
was he straight up and down when he landed?
I don't know.
That would have hurt.
Oh, I fell on the clothesline. My testicles saved my life.
That explains one person's voice.
Yeah.
Robert 24, wow, slammed and fell from a balcony at his flat in southeast Poland. Why do we get all this news from around the world? Anything ever happened here? Oh, wait, never mind. He hit the washing line hanging over the balcony of a flat 3 stories below. Witnesses said that he bounced off the washing line and landed in bushes. He was taken to the hospital, but doctors said he had been completely unhurt by the fall. The man said, the doctor said, I would certainly died if I hadn't have hit the washing line. I feel like I've been born again. What?
Boing. I've been reborn.
Wah, wah, wah.
Probably crying like that when he was falling. That's why he told me I'm reborn. I was crying like a baby when I fell.
You probably took a poopy.
And I probably...
Did someone go boom boom?
Man, I thought I had a heart attack and did all that.
Clean up on aisle 2.
In the large panties.
Clean up in the dark alley.
Large stain in the large panties.
Oh, man. We're going to be killed. A 265-pound man says a restaurant overcharged him for his trips to the buffet, then banned him and a relative because of how much they consumed during their visits.
Okay.
Ricky Labbit said he had been a regular at the restaurant. Eating there as often as 3 times a week. Well, now we know where the 265 came from.
Yep.
But on his most recent visit, he said a waitress gave him and his wife's cousin a bill for $46.40, roughly double the buffet price for 2 adults. She says, y'all fat and y'all eat too much. The two said they felt discriminated against because of their size. I was stunned that somebody would say something like that. Ain't that fat, only weigh 227, said the cousin. The argument over the bill grew heated and the police were called. The police report states that the disagreement was settled when the restaurant said the bill was a mistake. And to appease the men, the meal was complimentary. They said he insisted on paying but was told not to come back. That must have been some damn good food.
How about I say, boy?
I mean...
Free. I'll still pay for it, man. I'll still pay for it.
I get him. I'm going to have... One day, I'm just going to get a bunch of stupid 911 phone calls, and we're going to go through them on the air. But there was one in particular I remember hearing a long time ago. It was like all these fast food restaurants are now open till midnight, right?
Yeah.
And about... A little bit before midnight, a lady goes to a restaurant facility. We won't say which one. I think it was way out in Texas. So no feelings are going to be heard. No threatening phone calls necessary. Jeez. Ooh, I'm living in fear. Boogie, boogie, boogie. I'll look over my shoulder going into Walmart. Jeez. Blech. But the lady orders a sandwich for her hungry kids while they were out at midnight, beyond me. Mommy, we're hungry. Take us to Burger King. I want to get fat and get banned from a restaurant and then put out a fire with my giant panties. And then try out those panties and have a guy fall from a building to get saved because of them.
Then we'll eat some fried bread. And watch the Britney Spears sex tape.
But she orders the sandwich, pulls me out to the window, takes some money. And she sits there for literally 20 minutes. No one ever brings her food. She calls 911. And the lady's like, ma'am, I cannot send out the police because they won't give you your sandwich.
I just want my friggin' sandwich.
Ma'am, I'm not going to send out the police because they will not give you your sandwich. Call the Burger King headquarters. Call the restaurant's headquarters.
But I want my sandwich now. Blah, 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 blah.
Ma'am, I'm going to hang up now.
Don't you hang up on me. Blah, blah, blah.
Click. She calls back and gets the same operator. 911 emergency.
Yes, I'm here. I'm going to get my sandwich. I took my money. Don't give me
up. Ma'am. 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 Click.
I hate to have that job.
My dad had it for a week. He hated it.
911 emergency. What's your emergency?
Help. Help. Help me. Help. I'm bleeding from the taint. Just put some pressure on it. It'll be fine. Click.
You'll live.
911, what's your emergency?
Yes, I'm getting threatening phone calls about some things I said on my internet show.
What kind of threats?
I'd rather not say.
You have to tell me.
I'm being threatened.
That went nowhere fast, but that's still funnier than most of the stations around here. I'm stretching, folks.
Yeah, you're stretching.
You would think 3 months and I'd have time to come up with more material, but nope. At least we still have more material than some people. Oh, I can hear that phone ringing now. Boogie, boogie. Nice.
That one kind of hurt.
Well, I imagine it did. Jeez. Oh, here's a good one. Get my sensor ready, folks. Standards and practices. Listen up. A St. Louis area town is considering a bill that would ban not smoking, not drinking, duh, but swearing in bars. Along with table dancing, drinking contests, and music with profanity.
That's not a bar anymore.
It's a church. Because everyone, never mind, I better not say what I want to say. send me a message and ask me what I was going to say, and I'll tell you. Wow, it's a doozy. We may get threatening phone calls from other people. City officials contend that the bill is needed to keep rowdy crowds under control because of the historic downtown area gets a little too lively on some nights. That sounds like Bainbridge. City Councilman Richard Vett said he was promoted to produce... proposed the bill after complaints about bad bar behavior. It's a bunch of drunks in a bar. What do you expect them to do? Be like, oh, you look so good in that. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm sorry. That puppy. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me buy you a beer. Oh, let me buy all your friends a beer. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You're trying to turn us all into fruits. You want to ban gay marriage, but you want to turn us all into queers. Jesus.
What is our country come to?
No wonder we're all freaking retarded.
Let's just move to England.
Canada. At least there you can have weed.
They even got a leaf on their dang flag.
Yes, I would like to bring this session of the Canadian court session. Yes, I would like to propose a bill. I want to change the leaf on the flag. I want to change it from a
leaf,
maple leaf, to a pot leaf. All in favor? Motion carried.
Let's go get some Canadian beer at our Canadian bar where we can have table dancing.
We changed the leaf on our flag, eh? Let's go share a pint, eh?
Eh.
Can you spare me a nickel? I'm out of loony, eh? That's what they call their currency, the loony.
The loony, okay.
The loony. What? Instead of dead presidents, they have Bugs Bunny and Donald Duck on their money?
Fluffery sucker test. Beep, beep. Who's on the quarter, kids?
That's all, folks. Hey, Porky Pig kind of looks like George Washington.
Give him the curly wigs.
The curly tail. No.
Hey, Donald Duck from the side will look like Lincoln.
No. Put Donald Duck on the quarters. Instead of quarters, you have quackers.
A Donald Beal.
Put Sylvester on the $100 bill instead of All About the Benjamins, All About the Pussycats.
Heck yeah, All About the Pussy. Looney Tunes has got us cracking up, man.
Instead of bars of gold, you carry around golden anvils.
Put Yosemite Sam on one. That riff-raffing freaking quarter.
It's got property acne on it.
Okay. Yeah, phenomenal.
That went nowhere fast. Anyway. Wow, I completely took all the wind out of those sails.
Well, you know.
Yay me. Anyway.
It worked well.
I can always cut that out and post. No one even know what I said.
Well, you know. Stop all the good parts.
Wow. Now I haven't even finished here. He says it would give the police some rules to enforce when they get too rowdy, but some bar owners worry the bill is too vague and restrictive, saying it may be a violation of their civil rights to party. The proposal would ban indecent, profane, or obscene language, songs, entertainment, and literature at bars.
Literature?
I guess.
No reading in bars?
Well, if you're drunk, you can't see. You see like a big blur. I guess what they mean on the doors, like going into the men's room. I guess what they mean by literature, they mean like caution and poisonous snakes.
Okay. You know,
signs like that. Bouncing wow wow. Here we go. This is a dumb story if I've ever heard one. So that's why we're doing it.
Yeah.
I can hear that phone ringing. Two men wheeled a dead man through the streets in an office chair to a check cashing store and tried to cash his social security check before being arrested on fraud charges. I can't make this stuff up. I'm not that smart. The two men pushed the body from their Manhattan apartment that the two men shared to Pay-O-Matic about a block away. Spokesman Paul Brownie said witnesses told police the witnesses saw the two pushing the chair with the dead man flopping from side to side and the two individuals propping him up and keeping him from flopping from side to side. The men left the dead man's body outside the store and went inside to try to cash the $355 check. The store's clerk, who knew the dead guy, asked the men where he was having lunch at a restaurant next to the check cashing store. Noticed a crowd forming around the dead man's body, and it's immediately apparent to him that the man was dead. Clinton's body was taken to a hospital morgue. The medical examiner's office told police it appeared the man had died from natural causes within the previous 24 hours. What people will do to make a buck, like starting a station.
Yep.
Burn.
That story was so just wrong that you couldn't.
I'm not even going to make a joke about it because it's so wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway. Whew. Do you have anything? Didn't think so. here we go. We've talked about all this underage sex and everything. It's time to go even lower.
Oh, God.
A 6-year-old.
Oh, my God.
A 6-year-old Buffalo, New York girl was suspended from the school bus for 3 days after she... Take a while to guess.
Not...
Come on.
No.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Take a guess. Come on. Come on. No one listens to this. Come on. Take a guess.
Man.
Come on. Come on. You know you want
to. Bus driver.
Whoa. Too far, man.
Okay.
Too far. She was suspended from the school bus for 3 days after she... Kiss the second grade boy.
Yeah, I was way off.
Wishful thinking?
That was wrong, but you never know.
You said it.
You never know. You don't know about people nowadays.
Okay. Videotape. Ooh, bunch of cornmeal. From the bus shows. What's the matter, Donnie?
Everybody's sitting there watching it like, hey.
Boy, videotape from the bus shows the girl checking to see if anyone was looking and then planting childlike kisses on her classmate. What makes her childlike?
I guess.
Her father says he gave his daughter a talking to because you just don't go around kissing other kids. You wait till you're 16. But he feels the penalty was unnecessarily harsh. School officials, however, said the punishment was fitting for violations of the student code, which requires students to stay in their seats and not bother others. I'm sure the boy wasn't bothered.
Nah, probably not. Leave me alone.
Mommy, why do my pants look this way?
What's that?
I'm stuck to the bed.
Oh, God. That was nasty.
Warning, this program may contain adult... It may not be suitable for younger listeners. Please talk to your
kinda
parents...
Kind of late now.
Please talk to your parents before listening.
Kind of late now.
I'm sick, man. But you guys already knew that. Let's see, trying to find some more thing. Oh, here we go. Here's a good one. Oh. I got two good ones here. We got plenty of time.
Hey.
We got 15 minutes. This is what we call filler. A glitch in the automated dialing system employed by a Flushing, Michigan school resulted in nearly 1,520 students being falsely notified of detention sentences. The automated calling message system informed the parents of most students at Flushing High School that their children had incurred one-day detentions that must be served this week or suspensions would be handed down. However, the students were saved from the wrath of their parents when a second call was made about an hour and 45 minutes after the first to explain the error. The students who were supposed to receive the detention call received a brief reprieve, but the school plans to follow up on those students soon. What would your parents do if you got a phone call like that?
Nothing.
Mine too. It's detention. Ooh. I've never had detention. Every detention I've ever gotten in high school, I got out of. Because I'm what you call a manipulator. My senior year of high school, I didn't do a damn thing.
Did any of us?
Maybe that's why our school sucks.
Yeah, probably.
They're spending all that money on the new one that looks like a prison. I'm joking. I haven't even seen blueprints. I just got guard towers. I'm just going off what everyone else said. Barbed wire fence. Yeah. Snipers.
Guard towers, dog cages,
landmines. I could just see going to school every morning with those little metal detectors on the ground looking for them. Boop, boop. Oh, they're not over there. Boop, boop. Oh, they're not over there. Boop, 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 boop. Oh, man, I'm going to be late today.
I won't be at school today. I blew my leg off. That's your third one this week, John.
This one seriously reminds me of something that you would probably do. Or Q, or Weave, or Dracula.
Okay.
Or certain station owner. I don't know. A Mexican boy glued his hand to his bed because he didn't want to go back to school after Christmas.
Never thought of that. That may work.
The 10-year-old boy says the holidays were so much fun, he didn't want to go back. The mother said, I don't know why he did it. He's a good boy. Police paramedics eventually managed to free him unharmed, and he was only a few minutes late for school.
Oh, God.
Diego got up early to fetch some industrial sink glue, industrial strength glue from the kitchen. His mother spent 2 hours trying to free him with nail polish remover before calling for expert help. Diego was able to watch cartoons while paramedics dissolved the glue with a spray. Now.
That's extreme.
Hey, you got to give it to him. That's a good one.
Yep.
It's good. It's good. That good.
No complaint at Erling Loss.
Okay.
El glue.
I'm going to give you... I have three here. We're going to do all three of them. But let's see. Here's the three you have to choose from. A man was rushed to the hospital after finding something in his beer. A dumb bank robber. Or a 13-year-old kid causing a fit about an iPod.
Go with the first one.
The first one? Okay. That's what I was hoping you'd say. A Romanian man was rushed to the hospital after finding a dead mouse and his bottle of beer.
In a bottle?
Yes.
In a... How big of a mouse was it?
It doesn't say.
It had to be a little mouse to fit in a beer bottle.
He ended up in an emergency room hospital with food poisoning. He said, I simply opened the bottle, took a few sips. It tasted very strange. And when I looked closer, I noticed the mouse floating in my beer.
Oh, God, dude. I'd have puked.
He alerted local consumer protection officials who have launched an investigation. Chief Trading Standards Inspector said, we will check the whole batch of beer to see if there are any other such cases. Then we'll contact the producer and see who is responsible for this.
What name brand?
Doesn't say.
Because I need to be careful.
Doesn't say. It was overseas. So.
Oh, okay, good. I get home and have a rat turd and one beer.
Don't try to eat the mixed nuts.
Hey.
Won't you want? Oh, so good. There's still more.
Oh,
I've had this before.
I should fry these with a piece of bread. Wow.
Let's do the bank robber story now. A bank robber. Oh, man. Hold on. Once again, is another one of those badly written ones. A bank robber was clued in about demanding money at a Boston bank counter, but clueless about the customer behind him. Who do you think it was?
Wait a minute, who do you think it was? A cop?
Oh my God, you finally got one.
I was going to say a black guy, but okay.
The suspect didn't realize that a police officer was standing behind him in uniform about to draw his weapon and place the man under arrest. The police officer was on break but was alerted to his suspicious behavior by the branch assistant manager. By the time he returned to the lobby, the man had allegedly passed the note to the teller, who handed over a stack of bills before saying, he's trying to rob me.
No crap, woman.
Dang.
He's trying to rob me. It's about as bad as him. Never mind.
You ever watch that comedian Jeff Dunham?
Yeah.
The Ventriloquist?
Yeah.
He's freaking awesome.
I got that DVD.
Arguing with Myself?
I don't know. The one with Achmed?
No, I don't have that one. I have Arguing with Myself.
Oh, okay. Peanut. I got the new one.
Peanut's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
You can see his lips moving, but it's still funny. All right, last story of the day before we get any more threatening phone calls.
Yes, sir.
Donnie, you got out of this very easily this week.
Yep.
A 13-year-old from Washington allegedly bit and kicked his father in the groin over an iPod.
Ugh! Bit and kicked.
Deputies were called to the house, where the father said that his son had become impatient because he wanted to use the computer to load songs onto his iPod, but was not allowed. After taking the iPod away from the boy, the father said he was bitten on the finger and kicked in the groin. As they struggled, the wife and mother appeared and punched her husband in the face several times before leaving with the son.
Huh? The wife and the mother.
Same person.
Why didn't it say wife and mother?
It did say the wife and mother. The father told deputies she had a history of mental illness and had attempted suicide in the past. The woman was later arrested and booked into the county jail for fourth degree assault. There's a fourth degree?
Dang.
A report of the son's involvement in the fight was forwarded to the county prosecuting attorney's juvenile division office.
It's like, why don't you just go to sleep, Daddy? I'll take care of you. Smother you with your mama's giant panties.
What did you do on Christmas break? Besides nothing. A whole lot of it?
Yep. A whole lot of it.
I was up here playing Call of Duty 4.
Yeah, I bought The new Mario. Beat it.
I haven't been able to get into those Mario games.
I bought Need for Speed.
Pro Street?
Pro Street.
That is awesome.
Beat it. And I bought the new Resident Evil.
I haven't bought the new Resident Evil. The Resident Evil games aren't that good to me.
This one's just, it moves you through it. It's all, you just shoot. Like it does all the walking. All you do is shoot.
Oh, it's like the old style arcade games.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is. You play two player. And you know,
I think God liked that one better.
Yeah.
Because moving on the Wii is difficult to me.
Well, if you're not used to it, yeah.
It is difficult to me to move around. It's like I got my PSP and I got Call of Duty Victory Road.
Yeah.
It is so hard to move around. It's so hard to aim. And if you're playing on a hard difficulty, two shots and you're dead.
Just like...
I mean, and you have to hit them perfectly. I mean, you can't like graze their shoulder and they fall over like they do on like the Xbox game or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's headshots only pretty much because they're hiding. And bullets don't go through walls.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one thing playing online I keep forgetting, like bullets go through walls. So I got my head out in the open trying to snipe and someone like hits me in the shoulder and I try to duck behind a wall and then through the wall I'm dead. I keep forgetting. But hide behind a dumpster. They can't get you behind a dumpster unless they got special achievements. Like Deep Impact.
Ooh.
Oh, so you've seen the video. But I'm Bob39837 on Xbox Live if anyone wants to play. I'm normally only playing Thursday and Saturday nights because I'm a loser. Oh, I'm a loser. Pushing me off of life's little edge. Three doors down.
I know.
Because you're a loser. Listening to this song when you should be working.
On whatever day this is.
You're a loser. No one listens to station anyway. I had to get one last one.
Oh, yeah, you know.
I had to get one last one in. Well, another episode, another day, another month.
Yeah.
Maybe in 3 months we'll have 36.
Well, yeah.
I thought you died, man. I thought you disappeared.
No.
You missed like 2 straight weeks and then I didn't hear anything from you.
Problems.
What, you finally getting the clap cleared up?
Yeah.
Finally,
that cream didn't work too hot.
Taking care of the crabs.
Yeah. That cream you told me to try didn't work.
Hey, it worked perfect for me, man.
Well, you know.
I told you what happens when you deal with those girls from the trailer park.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
I told you to stay away from Jamie Lynn.
I know. It's all my fault. I was just trying to get me some quick money.
You're fired.
Can't do the other one, can I?
What?
Kiss my ass.
Oh. Oh, thank you for joining us. If you're listening to us, if you're listening right now on theentitledshow.net, check out Amped Radio, the home of the best in hard rock and alternative on the internet. AmpedRadio.net. Check out our brand new station called Amped Hits. It's the hits from then and now. It's a real variety station, unlike others you may have heard of. Go to live365.com/stations/AmpedHits for that one. And also check out our videos on YouTube, youtube.com/TVCRU TV Crew. We're in a crew, biatch. Yeah, word to your mother. I don't know what word, but a word.
A word. We'll get some rat beer.
And also remember, check out our MySpace, myspace.com/theentitledshow. My personal MySpace, myspace.com/BobTheWhopperMan. What's your?
Donnie Be Good.
Donnie Be Good? Wait a minute. Wait. Donnie Be Good.
It's my nickname at work. Everybody yelling across the lot. Donnie Be Good.
Donnie Be Good.
Yeah. That's all I could think of.
What's some of the lyrics to Johnny Be Good? You were changing the oil and cleaning the spokes. Whoa, whoa. Go, Donnie, go, go.
Oh, God.
Go, Donnie, go, go. Donnie, be good.
We have to come cut back in for this crap.
Do we have that on karaoke? We have Johnny. Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
I'm going to have a special treat for everyone next week. Next time we do a show, be prepared for the song Donnie Be Good. Okay. You're going to have your own theme song, man.
Heck yeah. Put that on my MySpace.
Dude, you could.
Yeah,
we could do that. Put it on our Totally Show profile, and you can put it on your profile.
Yeah.
We know how to do things around here. Well, let's get out of here before we get any more threats. So, I'm Bob, and that's Donnie Be Good. Don't you need to plug your paintball guy? Go ahead, plug him. Your sponsor.
My sponsor.
Yeah, your paintball sponsor. Go ahead, plug him.
Which one?
All of them. Go ahead. We got all day.
Nice Crossing. Let's see who else we got. I don't know.
Wow, what a bad smokesman you are.
So, dude, we can switch sponsors so much I can't keep up with them. As long as I get my crap, I don't care.
Listen to me saying smokesman. Spokesman. Spokesman. Do you still chew?
Yeah.
You're shaking your head.
Off and on.
Off and on.
It's more of the booze now.
Hey, can't go wrong with there.
Rat beer.
Can you, drunk guy?
Even with the Corona hat, you know.
Yeah.
He's working it.
Rocking the hat. That's we're on our way to Dovin. Oh, never mind. And he's driving. Well, thank you guys for listening. We'll see you guys next time in like 6 months this time. Bye.